How about we just pray for a moment? Oh, Lord God, we just give you thanks for your word. We give you thanks for your holy word. May it open us up today for your leading, your guidance. Oh, Lord, we ask this in your holy name. Amen. Amen indeed. Now, today, I want to actually start discussing a bit of a topic that is often talked about in church, in the front of the church at times, you know, in meetings, in prayer groups, in Bible studies, all these kind of things. We often talk about worship. I want to first of all acknowledge that it is often a very divided topic. Based on personal preferences. Who has a personal preference around worship here today? Okay, at least a couple of people. Everybody else just goes with the flow. Is that right? Oh, fantastic. Now, James has set the scene of interaction and liveliness. So just keep it in mind. We're going to have a little moment of liveliness as well. So there's no denying that worship plays a significant role in shaping our beliefs, in shaping our values, in helping us with the actions that we do. So as we dive into this topic and explore the impact that worship can have on our lives, how life-changing worship truly is, I want us to think about how over the last 5 weeks we have been looking at the nature and character of God, and how last week Katrina brought a wonderful message about the holiness of God and how we're to pursue that holiness ourselves. You know, we aren't called to be the other attributes of God, but we are called to be holy. And the reason why I want us to think that and have that in our mind is that as we think about worship, it is connected to holiness. Worship and holiness, those two things change us. I want to share with you Romans 12, verses 1 to 2, and it'll be on the screen for you. And it says this, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind we find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Notice that? To give ourselves into holiness is the way to truly worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So here we have it. Worship, holiness come together and they change us. We are not the same when we strive and seek to be like God in his holiness. We are not the same when worship changes us, when we praise God, when we worship in song, when prayer, in reading scriptures, in the way we live. It changes us. As we can see from the Apostle Paul, who's writing this and explaining the relationship between worship and holiness in our life, it comes down to this. God is holy, and because God is holy, we ourselves give worship to our God. Because God is holy, in reverence and in adoration. And I love Bethany this morning, just pulling out there, this is what worship is, just praise there. Worship is more than singing songs, modern songs, traditional hymns, Gregorian chants. Maybe we should do that in church one day. Good chant. Worship is more than singing and the music, although they are integral in our expression of worship that we have here. Worship is actually something that is important for us as a church. Worship is giving us and our whole being, our mind, our body, our spirit to God, and that changes us. When you come into church, do you want to give your whole mind, your whole body, and your whole spirit into worship? I can see some people going, yes, I love it. You may know what it means that to actually do that. You know, when you hear a worship song, whatever style it is that really speaks to you, you can do nothing but start to praise. You can do nothing but praise God. And this is what the psalmist is trying to convey in Psalm 148, when it says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from heavens. Praise him from the skies. Praise him, all you angels. Praise him, all the armies of heavens. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you twinkling stars. Praise him, skies above. Praise him, vapors above the clouds. Let every creature, created thing, give praise to the Lord, for he issued his commands and they came into being. Notice that it's that connection back with the attribute of who God is as our creator God, our powerful God, and we praise him because of who God is. He set them in place forever and ever, and his decrees will never be revoked. We give praise. Our worship to God is because God is our creator. We praise God because God is our creator. We praise God because God is the bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life. We praise our Lord. We worship because Jesus is the light of the world. We praise God. We worship because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We praise God and we worship Jesus because Jesus has paid it all for us. Praise the Lord. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Shout it out. Tell the world, sing it out in your quiet voice, in your loud shouts, in our off-key singing, out of time singing that I do. Praise him. For those that have perfect pitch, praise him. Praise the Lord. And I can see you're all sitting there nice and quietly, aren't you? Have we got an amen?
Amen.
That's better. So come on, let's get into it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, you know, I want to tell you, I have moments in my life where, and I know that you will probably have these moments too, when life gets on top of you. Anybody ever experienced that? Yeah, you can kind of agree with that, yeah. And you know, there's a thing that I do to help me in those moments. And one of those things is I will actually go out when life is getting tough and things aren't going well in my life and I'm feeling rather down. I go out for a bit of a walk, but I don't just go just to walk. I go and take myself out of that situation and I actually put on some worship music. Because what that does, and I've got it in my head, and I have to remind myself that as I'm walking along with my earphones that I shouldn't be singing out because I can't hear myself sing. And the way I sing anyway is like Kermit the Frog and out of key and off key. And, you know, and you don't want me as I'm walking along, you know, whenever it is, you know, with my arms raised, singing out of key with my headphones on and nobody knowing what's going on. You don't want that. But what it does, and I remind myself that I do this, and it changes me. It changes my focus. It takes it from this moment of thinking about all of the difficult things, the tough things in my life and everything that's going on, and it changes my focus. It removes the focus from me and places the focus back to God. And in doing that, that helps me deal with the issues that are in my life. It helps me change my mood. Worship is life-changing. I want to say this. Worship is life-changing. Excellent. Amen. Amen indeed. If you're finding that worship, when you're coming into church, if you're finding that church, if whatever type of music is being used does not bring you closer to God or lift you up to praise God in that moment, pause for a moment. Don't blame the kind of music for not being right. First of all, look at yourself and do a check on yourself. That you haven't got something that's blocking you, blocking your ability to truly worship God. See, the Bible tells us that we are actually in a spiritual battle. We're called to be soldiers for Christ. In 2 Timothy 2:3, it calls us to be soldiers for Christ. There's a war for our very soul, our very being, our mind. There's a war going on, and our enemy does not want us to worship, does not want us to have life-changing worship, does not want us to turn back to God, wants us to focus on all the down, the difficult, the negative, the horrible things, want us to focus on anything else but God. The enemy is attacking us in many different areas of our life, our family, our health, our relationships, our faith, and more than anything else, does not want us to truly worship our Lord, does not want us to praise God, praise his name, because worship changes us, changes our focus. Worship is a highly powerful an effective tool in bringing about breakthrough in your life and faith. Yep, let me say that again, because if you haven't got that, take it on board. Worship is a highly powerful and effective tool to bring about breakthrough in your life and faith. Indeed, amen, yes, we're getting it, we're getting it. There are three things about worship that what worship brings. And the first is this, in terms about making that breakthrough, about changing your life and lifting you in faith. The first is this, that worship redirects our focus. When our focus is directed on our lives, you know, and about us and what's going on, we come into worship and it helps us refocus ourselves from me, the I and the me stuff, into the God stuff, into the world around us. Worship opens the door to peace when we are facing an unknown future, because it's no longer facing about us, we're now facing God. It changes our focus. We should let it change our focus from us to God. Worship, secondly, makes the enemy scatter. And I love this. And, you know, in our team meeting when we were talking about this, and it's just a shame Rick and Lorraine have headed off on leave, Rick put out the challenge to try and use this passage as we were talking about worship and the kind of thing that happens in worship. In the Old Testament, in the book of 2 Chronicles, there's a passage about how God instructed King Jehoshaphat to actually put the worshippers out in front of the army. You know, they were going into battle, and instead of placing the strongest, most powerful warriors out in the front, God instructed Jehoshaphat to go out and put the musicians out the front. Hey, Dan, you're leading the army. But to put the musicians, the worshippers out in front of the army, you want to look it up, have a look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and put them out the front of the army. And what they did is, you know, they were praising God, they were worshiping and praising God, and it actually led the army to victory without having to raise a sword at all. Worship helps us when we face battles in our lives. When we're facing this battle in our life, when we're facing a tough decision, when we're just going about our daily lives, all those things begin with worship. Put it out the front. Put worship out the front. Praise our Lord, our God Almighty. Praise him first above all those things and see how our life changes. And the third thing that worship does is this. Worship is our testimony to the world. As I was making light and fun about, you know, walking around and, you know, with headphones on and praising and how bad it is. But worship that we do is a testimony to the world around us. This is such an important aspect of worship that we actually give a testimony to the world around us. Acts 16, and what we find when we read Acts 16, we actually find Paul and Silas have actually been beaten, chained and thrown in prison because they were preaching the gospel. They are preaching about Jesus Christ. They performed a miracle, and the person was really upset about that and got them jailed, you know. And they're in this jail, in the inner part of the jail. And what do they do in that situation of being in jail? What do? At midnight, they are worshiping. They are singing praises to God. They are worshiping, and God sent an earthquake, broke the chains of every prisoner, opened the doors of those and all inside. But all the prisoners, they stayed, they listened to the testimony of worship that Paul and Silas were doing. In that hardship, in that difficult situation, they didn't look inwards. They looked to God in praise and worship. Worship is life-changing. Not only that, but the jailer came back in. The jailer came back in and was so worried because all the doors were open. He was about to kill himself. But Paul said, no, we're still all here. And that led to the then giving the testimony about their lives and about putting their faith in Jesus Christ. And this is what they had done. And the jailer turned to faith. Not only did the jailer turn to faith, then he brought his whole household to faith. And they were baptized from there. Praise be to God for that. Our worship is a testimony to the world around us. We should praise God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind. Praise the Lord. God can work through those who praise him. If you want to be powerful in God's spirit, if you want to make a difference in the world, if you want to share your faith, start with praise. Start with worship. And praise God, because God will work with through you powerfully today. So let us praise God indeed. I'm going to invite the worship band up. We're going to have a little prayer. And then what are we going to do? Worship. We're going to praise God. We're going to praise his name indeed. So let's just pray. Gracious, loving God, we give you thanks that your word challenges us. Help us to praise you, Lord. Help us to praise you from the heavens, from the skies, from the very depths, from our very being. Help us to praise you. Even if we do not praise you, the whole world will. May our lives be a praise and a testimony to the world around us of the goodness of God working in our lives. Our Lord, we just give you thanks and praise today. Amen.